Yeah? Okay. So what I'll be talking about are different ways how we can deploy software. And I think it's kind of important because usually those are the things that other people are thinking about. And they actually greatly influence how we architecture our software, how we test our software, and so on and so forth. So at least on a high level, it is an important subject for everybody. Wait, is this working? Come on. Sorry for that. You need to plug it in. Okay, so my name is Victor. That's how I look like. I work for CloudBees. I'm associated with Docker folks, with Google. I have podcasts. I have books. I have blah blah blah. Not important. Twitter account. This is important because after the talk, I will give away some stuff for free. So you might wanna go there, probably like 15 minutes after this talk. Anyway. I'm going to skip the boring part, and we're going to jump straight into what I'm going to talk about. Here you go. OK, so deployment. There are quite a few ways how you can deploy your stuff. I'm not going to go through all of them, but I will go through a hands-on part, demo, of those that are most commonly used today, which would be Recreate or Big Bang strategy, rolling updates. I might be talking a bit about Blue-Green, canary deployments, and serverless, right? That covers most of the strategies that we are using today, one way or another, right? And when we are talking about them, there are usually a couple of things that are important that you're trying to take into account when you're making a decision how you're going to deploy your software. Even though actually in most cases you're not making that decision because how your software will be deployed does not depend on you. It depends more often than not on how your application is designed and how mature your processes are and so on and so forth. But anyways, what we're trying to accomplish up to some level and trying to figure out pros and cons is whether it is fault tolerant. That's the only thing that I will not be talking about today simply because everything I will be doing today is in Kubernetes. And everything you do in Kubernetes, unless you really mess it up, is fault tolerant, right? If it goes down, Kubernetes is going to bring it up one way or another, unless you don't have enough capacity or a few other cases. But what is important is whether your application is highly available, right? Unless you are having a hobby site or something like that, you do want your application to be highly available, and that is especially important if you're deploying very frequently, right? We are all moving away from monthly releases or quarterly releases, and you're probably all going into the direction of releasing once a week, once a day, many times a day, and so on and so forth. And the more frequently you release, more frequently you deploy, more important that part is, because potentially deployment of a new release might create downtime. And downtime, as you know, is quite opposite from highly available. Whether your application is responsive, whether it rolls out progressively, and you will see later on what that means if you're not familiar, can we roll back when in case of failure? And just with rollback, just like with anything else, what they really mean, whether all those things are happening without you being involved, right? I know that you can do anything you want yourself or by having 50 people standing in the monitor all the time, but all the things I'm talking about, I assume that this is fully automated. If it's not, then I count it as if not happening, even though you might be doing it through some other means manually. Is it cost effective? Will it cost us too much money, or will it save us money if we do it one way or another? So the first one I will talk about is serverless type of deployments. Right, I will not be using lambdas and Azure functions and all those things because this is focused on Kubernetes and because I don't like to be locked in into any of those things. So let's take a look first at the serverless strategy, how that looks like. And in a very simplified way, extremely simplified way, what we're doing with that is that we have external load balancer, like for anything else, basically. We have some sort of API gateway, no matter the technology we are using, that is accepting the requests coming into the cluster and queuing them depending on whether there is something running or not. And then it is notifying the cluster to do something with your application, which might or might not be even running at any given moment. So let's take a look at the first example how that looks like. And so now we are taking a look at the serverless strategy. And this is what I have in my cluster. No, this is, what am I doing here? Wrong slide. Yeah, that's what I wanted. This is what I have in my cluster. It's a very simple definition, even though if you're not working with Kubernetes, it might look scary. It's a single resource that defines Knative. Any of you familiar with Knative? No? A few of you? Shame. Anyway, a simple definition. I will not go through it. What really matters in this case is this guy over here that says that nothing is currently running in my cluster, right? If I list all the pods in my cluster that are called Knative, because that's how I call the application that I deployed, there is absolutely nothing running, and that's normal because I created the cluster and I deployed the application a few hours ago, right? And between then and now, nobody was using that application, so the system decided to scale it down to zero replicas, because why would you run something if nobody is using it? Unless you have too much money to spend, but then you can come to CloudBees, for example, and spend money there.